after the last extraordinary summit held in 30th May, the mediator in the person of His Excellency Goodluck Ebele Jonathan, the ECOWAS Special Envoy, was mandated to go immediately to the country to meet with the stakeholders and to reiterate about the transitional program to be strictly adhered to. So the mediator, as well as his team, met with the stakeholders and one, they took note of the appointment of the civilian prime minister then. Also, the president of the country, Colonel Goita, reaffirmed their commitment that they will respect the electoral timetable, which will include the organization of a credible, fair, transparent election in February 2022. They also informed the mediator and the team that in as much as possible, that they will speed up actions to ensure that it's going to be an inclusive government, given the fact that the Prime Minister himself took us down the memory lane, that he was part of the people who started the struggle in ensuring that various sectors of the country are included.
It seems that the heads of state were pleased with the developments in Mali. Does this mean now that they have lifted the suspension on Mali?
No. The head of state noted the positive development in Mali in terms of the appointment of a civilian as the prime minister and the formation of a new government. And not only that, also the commitment to that roadmap, as well as knowing fully well that none of them will be seen as a candidate in the coming election. But that does not mean they've lifted. They've not lifted. And if you look at it, they decided to remain seized of the political situation in Mali. So it's not been lifted. None of the Malians will be appointed to any of the international positions or invited to the ECOWAS members' meetings.
I'm sure everyone in the region is looking forward to this common currency, which already has its name, the ECO. I think it should have been launched. What was the decision on the common currency?
There's an agreement, you know, there's what we call the convergence principle. The implementation of it has been some of the problem. You know, we are looking to single currency. Initially, it was 2007, but later on 2020. But now, the head of state, given the ministerial committee on the single currency, they came out with what we call a convergence and microeconomic stability pact between the member states. And they look at the convergence phases to cover from 2022 to 2026, so that the stability phase for the ECO to come into effect, we are looking towards the 1st January 2027 now.